You are now listening to The Show with me.
Oh, hello there. Welcome to another episode of The Show. I am your host, Kieran Sandulo. It's been a hot minute. We missed an episode last week, and we missed an episode on Monday, but we had a makeup time slot, so I am joined today by, as always, Miles Sprung.
Kieran Sandulo!
And taking over for Isaac today because his car stopped working, Brody.
Hi.
Oh, was Isaac's car that stopped working Isaac, that you were telling me about?
Isaac's car stopped. So
you just said your friend.
I said Isaac.
just your friend.
Oh, yeah. No. On 411, no. I was talking about a different guy.
Oh.
Isaac's car just stopped yesterday. And really? He called me while I was on the road home from Vincent's because I was doing like a Labor Day thing with my grandparents. And he called me while I was on the way home and left me a voicemail. And it was like, bro, my car stopped. I am not coming to Ben Davis tomorrow. I cannot go anywhere. So
I'm stuck.
He's literally just, I cannot go anywhere.
Let's see. Car won't start. No life. No job. No money.
No job. Let's see, I'm gonna pull up the voicemail, actually, because it's, I'm not gonna, like, play the voicemail. I will read the transcript, though, because it is very funny. How do I find
He's maybe gotta cut out a couple things.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm reading the transcript yeah. and not the actual message. Brother, my car broke down, and I will not be at Ben Davis tomorrow. You need to find a freshman to replace me or one of the other two second years.
Well, there's not no a freshman, so.
I know. That's the funny part.
Silly, silly boy.
He's in so much shock he forgot what grades were.
He forgot that we do not, in fact, have freshmen here. So I figured in celebration of Isaac's car being stupid and one of my friends'
car. Oh my god, I have a car story.
Yeah. That's the theme of this episode today. We're going to talk about our cars being stupid.
Okay, well.
Let's hear yours,
that's
Brody.
That's crazy because right. I don't drive.
Well, I'll talk about my car real quick.
Let's hear it.
There's been a couple things. We'll talk about the most recent one, which is my battery. I'll just call it the battery incident. So I'm driving. So this is like maybe not less than a week ago, maybe a week ago.
All right.
So I went on a cruise last year. I think I talked about it on the on Off the Rails. Mm. I think I talked about it last year's show. And I got back from the cruise and my battery's dead, completely dead. I got back and my car would not start. I was supposed to go to my dad's that night, and I turned my car and I tried to turn my key. You know that
yeah,
signature
I know that click.
Battery dead sound.
I know
and,
that click.
So I had to go drive out in the cold in the winter to get a new battery. We replaced the battery. It works for a long time.
Mm.
Up until last week. It still works. It's my I didn't have to replace the battery, by the way. And I didn't have to like buy another $200 battery at 6 months after I got a new battery, trust me. If I did, I might actually not be on the show today because I'd still be upset.
So what happened?
So I'm with a friend, somebody, and I went to pick them up, and then my car wouldn't turn over.
Okay.
Like, it's not even the fact that it wouldn't, like, it's not, like, anything wrong. Like, it just would not start at all. Like, there was no battery connection, apparently. So, like, it wouldn't click. So, it wasn't, like, the battery was dead.
Oh, it wasn't clicking?
It wasn't clicking even. So, I just would start it and just nothing.
Oh, that is bad.
So, I turn over my hood, and I'm, like, messing with it. And I'm messing, and I touch the battery, and my car lights just flip on. Immediately flip on. And I turn it, and it starts, and I drive. And we go to, like, I think we go to my house, So, it gets later in the night, about 10:30, maybe 10. No, it's about 9:30. So, we go to Five Guys.
Mm.
We get Five Guys. They work there. And then we leave. And we go back out to my car. By the way, this same thing happened at my house before we left. And I had to fidget with the battery again until it turned on. And then we left. And we get back out to my car. And I'm like, okay. And it doesn't turn. And then I fidget with the battery. And I'm like, oh, Because so I have a cover with a I have a red cover. Most cars do. Where the positive battery part is.
Yeah.
So. It's so I so I'm like oh, the battery the cover must be touching something that's making the because it's rubber so it's like oh it's not conducting something's not conducting it was not that by the way that would have been a bigger problem. So I know it's the battery at this point. Something's different with the battery. I'm like, not the battery again. And so I figured out, and I get the car to start, and then we drive her home, drop her off, and then I drive back. Tomorrow is a school day, and I drive here, and I, again, have to fidget with my car at, like, 7 in the morning, not, like, 6:30 in the morning. And I then, so it works. I drive here. I get out of school. I have to fidget with it again to get to go to school.
Have you not gone to AutoZone?
Oh, I fixed it. It's fixed.
Okay.
This is a resolved problem.
All right.
And I text my dad. I'm like, hey, I need you to look at my car when I get home. So I look at it. So I do the same thing, and I fidget with my car again after homeschool, where I actually go to school, and then I drive home. And then my dad looks at it, and he's like, "You're an idiot. You're an absolute idiot." So there's a part on the battery where it's supposed to like connect to the actual battery. Yeah. So when I replaced it, it must have got turned loose.
Okay.
So it was like a very faint connection. Where, like, the circle is, where you're supposed to put it. You know what I'm talking about? So, that was not... I was loose. So, it, like, popped up on and off while I was driving, and then it wouldn't start. He's like, I'm going to clean this, but next time, use some common sense, maybe fidget around with it a little bit more, and you'll figure out that was loose. He was like, you're an idiot. So, figured out that my battery wasn't bad. It's just, I did not tighten a bolt right, and it popped off.
I have a battery story. This is an old battery story. This happened the day that I got my driver's license.
Man, it's gotta be the worst.
Oh, the day I got my driver's license, I have a 2015 Honda Civic, and it had given me no trouble ever when I was just learner's permit driving with my dad in the car. The first time I went out on my own to take my brother and I to our music lessons, we got back out after we were done. It was like an hour that we were in there. I got back out, and my car had rolled. It had rolled back about like 3 feet from where I parked. And I was like, huh, that's weird. Right. I'm fairly certain I put my car in park.
Right.
So I unlock my car, and I go and open it. And it is. It's in park. But it rolled back. It's in park. I'm like, oh, that's weird, but it's not too big of a deal. It's not like anybody hit my car, right? So we both get in my car, and I get my keys in the ignition so that we can get going. And I turn it. No click.
No click.
No click.
Oh, man.
So there's no click, except for, like, there's the initial click, like, when I turn it, and then nothing.
Yeah.
All of the lights inside went on. Like, it turned on my lights. Right. It turned on my headlights. But it also turned on every single light on my dashboard, like my tire pressure light, your check engine light, everything turned on. And I was like, what happened to my vehicle? So what my initial thought was, like, dude, I parked my car and I came out and everything stopped. Every single light came on. Apparently. And this is just what I know from my dad. The starter was fried. Jeez. And I had to get a new battery in the car entirely. Because somehow, something that I did the day that I got my driver's license fried my battery to the point...
You might have left your, like, lights on or something.
No, it was like I came out. Everything was like... I always make sure I turn off my lights when I get out because it beeps loudly at me.
I have an automatic light turn off.
Like, I don't. My car beeps loudly at me if I have anything still turned on when I get out of the car. And it was so apparently the battery was fried to a point where I needed a new battery. My starter was gone. A couple spark plugs were gone. Just
somebody raided your car.
I don't know what happened. My initial thought was, did somebody hit me with an electromagnetic pulse? Because it was It was so bad. So
the fact that it was back 3 feet is like, I know. Did somebody get in your car and fry it or something?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Maybe they tried to jumpstart it.
I don't know. But I parked like right up onto the sidewalk there because it's like there's no like barriers. You know, like the stops that they put in parking spots right. in like bigger lots.
Yeah.
They didn't have that. So I'm usually like I'm on the sidewalk there. Just like just touching it, not mm-hmm. where I'm blocking people's path.
Right.
But just so that I know that I'm like in the spot enough that people driving down the road aren't gonna hit me.
You gotta hit the back of your car.
Yeah. But so when I came out and I was rolled into the middle of the road, very naturally confusing. I was a little confused. Right. Because the car was in park. But I also had to, so I had to move the car. My dad had to get it towed the next day because I could not get it home. It's like 15 minutes away from where I live. So I flipped my car into neutral when my dad gets there about 15 minutes later so that we can push it into the furthest left parking space. I have powered steering.
So I have a story that's kind of relatable to that. Oh man, that's awful though.
I know, dude. It was.
You have to like.
I had to put every ounce of muscle into turning that wheel that I had. And, oh man, it works now. I haven't had any trouble with it since.
That's good.
Lucky me. I did run out of wiper fluid though, which I've never had happen.
Once.
My dad had never had that happen. My dad has never run out of wiper fluid. And then I ran out of wiper fluid about a week after that.
Right. That's awful.
I don't know what happened, but it was like a good chunk of money that I am very glad I was not the one paying for.
Absolutely. I can talk about, so it's just, I got stuck in a Sonic parking lot. Yeah, that was a day.
There?
So, another battery story.
Oh, my God.
So, I knew my battery was going out. Like, yeah. I knew it was because it was, like, not starting sometimes.
Mm.
And so, this is October, November.
Yep.
I'm with my ex-girlfriend. Mm. We're out and about. I think we had just went to, like, it was October because we went to a scary, like, a haunted house thing.
Yeah.
So it was around October. We go back and we're like, oh, we want food. So I stop at a Sonic because they're like, oh, let's get some slushies. Like, cool. Fine. That's cool.
Mm.
So I get out and I leave. Because it's a Sonic, right? You're supposed to stay in your car.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of running along money.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to turn my car. I'm going to turn my gas off and leave my battery on. And so I leave my lights on for an extended amount of time, and I try to start my car again, and it...
Oh, dude.
You don't understand the amount don't of leave panic. The
battery on.
You don't understand the amount of panic I had. So eventually we're like, okay, there's a Walmart. Me and my ex-girlfriend's boyfriend, who it was really nice. He's a really good guy. We both run over because we still thought a Walmart was open 24 hours. It was not. So we run across traffic, and we go to a Walmart, and we figure out it's closed because they have, like, batteries at Walmart.
Yeah, they have the like, auto repair section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to replace a battery. It's not that hard. Taking a battery out, I mean, when I did it, it wasn't hard at all. There's a couple screws you have to get out and stuff like that. I had stuff for that in my car. But it ended up not working. So we're like, okay, we're going to have to move my car. But it's this Sonic... For some godforsaken reason, was so busy. It was so busy. This was at like maybe 10 at night. I'm like, why is this Sonic?
Why is
so
this? Why is it
busy?
Open?
I don't know.
I'm
like, why is Sonic busy?
I get why some fast food places are open late. Like,
right. Sonic though.
Sonic.
You have to take that out to the car.
McDonald's, Burger King? Cool. I get that.
You're inside.
Yeah, you're indoors.
It's October.
Or
like
you go through the drive-thru. Yeah. This is late October night. Sonic?
Sonic is busy.
They're coming out to you on rollerblades?
Yeah. Busy. It's so weird. So eventually I get it out because we can't, because we have to find a car to jump with. So we find this Hispanic guy. He doesn't speak a lick of English. So he pulls up a text-to-speak translator. So we're talking and I'm communicating with him and he's like, I've never done this before. I'm like, and yet you're telling me what to do when I've done this before? It's fine. So I'm cool with it. So I'm like, you do you. You can, like, it's going to fry his car more. It's going to fry my car. My car is already fried. My car's not going to, my battery's not going to get any worse than this. So he pours, so it is, so my battery was really corroded at that point. It was super corroded. This is when I had my old battery before I got it in, like, my new battery in, like, July. I still had that battery for another 3 months. So I didn't have a problem after that. After I screwed it, but it did drain it to heck.
Yeah.
So this guy, I'm talking and he's like, yeah, I've never done this before, by the way. Like, we're halfway through the process. I'm like, huh? And so I call my dad. I was like, hey, kind of like stranded in Franklin, Indiana, out of Sonic. He's like, do you need me to come jump your car? I was like, I've got somebody to jump my car. I'll let you know if I need you to come out, you know, see what happens. He's like, okay, keep me posted. So he ends up pouring a bunch of water on my battery. Just didn't like specific pour, just poured it all over my battery. Yeah.
He poured water.
Water, yeah.
As in the one thing you should never not, let touch electronic components.
So it did work. So I miraculously somehow we didn't die. Miraculously, it did work. And we jump my car and I get going and I drop them all off and I'm like, this is awful. this is awful. And so I'm talking to my ex and she's like, it's okay. It's like nobody expected that to really happen. We didn't, you know, we knew it was about old. I knew it was an old battery, but still we didn't expect that to happen. So it just was awful. Also, since then, my AC has been bad. So now my AC's broke. I don't have AC or heat in my car.
Oh, no.
So I have to save up like $500 or $600 to get my AC replaced. My AC unit. So it's not even, it's the connection. So it might be like, it could cost like $30 to replace. Who knows? Because it's not the actual like, so it used to work. So I used to have to like, I think something's corroded in my in the electrical. So if I fidget with the outlet enough, it starts working.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I have to like replace the outlet in there and put a new like plug in, or either a new plug in and a new, you know, new plug, new plug in, maybe, who knows. So yeah, my AC isn't, and my heat's not working right now. That's great. That's so much fun, isn't it?
My friend that had all of his car troubles recently.
Yeah.
His most recent issue in a long line of issues is that his air conditioning stopped working.
Yeah, it sucks.
But here's the thing. It's been so hot lately. Oh, yeah. No, he has gone through 3 cars in the past 3 months. The first time, Miles is asleep right now.
No, he's chilling.
No, I'm not.
He's resting his eyes, as the Gramps would say.
I just don't drive, so I'm just...
He's just waiting listening. For the topic to shift.
Do you have any inputs on anything you've heard today?
Any weird car stories or bus stories? Any bus stories?
You just been a part of? Have you been in a car accident?
Our bus did hit some, or not someone, but
like, oh my god!
No, we had a collision. Sorry, my eyes hurt for some reason this morning, so I was like just closing them.
Gotcha.
We found me and Karen freaked out.
No, I
did see a car accident the other day though.
Yeah, but where was that?
It was in Perry. It's where my mom lives.
We were driving home one day from school. You know, we're moving along. We turn to our neighborhood, and we just my bus just straight up slams into the side of a car. And the bus is completely fine. Like the bus
is a bus.
No, who does?
The bus has no. Or like I looked at the bus afterwards. There wasn't even like a remnant of paint from the other car. Like
was it moving fine. Fast? How fast do you think?
No. I mean we were turning into a residential neighborhood, so it was like
maybe 5-6 miles per hour.
If you ask me, it's the other car's fault for being parked right there.
Well, the car was also waiting to turn, and it was just it was a sticky situation. But
the car hadn't turned yet.
No.
You turn.
So your bus driver tried to make the turn before the car ahead of it made the turn.
Yeah, and it was gonna let it. It was gonna let us go.
So wait, was it like you're here and this car's here, right here?
Okay.
Or were they trying to turn at the same time, or where is they trying to turn and they're trying to turn like that?
Okay, so this is how it went. This is the main road right here. This is Moon Road right here.
Right.
For everybody listening, Miles just made a fake imaginary line with his hand across a table.
So this is where we are right now. This is Moon Road. This is
the other car.
The entrance into the residential neighborhood. Okay, this is where left the car into the neighborhood. Is. So we're trying to turn, and then they're also trying to turn, but they were going to let us go. And we didn't, and we made too close of a turn, and we like
scratched them.
No, we full on like
moved the head car.
The side of the bus slammed into the front bumper.
I have to know, out of curiosity, does the entrance to this neighborhood diverge? Is it like there's one road that goes in and one road that goes out? Or
no.
Is it just one?
It's just one road.
Those are usually supposed to be wider.
Oh, it's just a regular road.
Oh.
Regular road.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's why as a bus driver, you have to like let people out. Especially those kind of cars. First. I'm guessing it was like an SUV.
No, it was like a sedan.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So we had to stay there for like probably half an hour because the police needed to take down an incident report. This was last year at some point. They needed to take down an incident report, and the fire department had to come and clean up all the debris. It was the whole thing.
I was on the bus one time where the fire alarm went off on the bus.
I've never had that happen before.
No, we didn't. I know, right? It was weird. I haven't ridden the bus since sophomore year, but... When I did, it was freshman year, and the fire alarm went off on the bus. We were in a neighborhood. We were going on the way to school. This was not on the way from. This was to school. And the fire alarm went off on the bus. Nobody had touched an emergency exit. No one had even, been
near... I'm guessing there were cameras on the bus. So they probably reviewed the footage, and they're like, how did that even happen?
Well, no. Nobody on the bus sits near the emergency exit.
I'm guessing it's, assigned seats or something like that.
Yeah, there's not a seat on the emergency exit. There's no chair there.
Oh, gotcha.
So, when we got off of the bus and we saw there's nothing there. What happened? But we sat there for a good, 10, 15 minutes just wondering, what is going on, man?
I mean, it's the school.
It's the school.
You're missing school. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. We've had our fair share of weird bus accidents at Avon, but...
Avon be wildin'.
Yeah, man. It's weird. Speaking of Avon, there is a car accident every day in the parking lot.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But one of my friend that I was talking about with the AC thing. Yeah. So, in 3 months, he has had as many cars. So, month one, he got T-boned coming out of an intersection. And was concussed and needed a new car. Right. So, he got this new red Ford Focus, I think. Mm-hmm. And it worked fine. Right. It was a good car. It was this is an improvement from the last one because it actually drives. So... One day last month, he was driving his way home from school, and his car fully stopped in the middle of the road, while he was driving. As in, the engine shut off.
Oh my goodness.
So he was coasting with no engine, and once again, power steering.
That sounds like a great situation.
So he puts his hazards on.
Yeah,
he doesn't even know if they're actually going because his car is not running.
Right. So what is one of his pistons fly out of his car or something?
I don't know. All I know is that his car stopped in the middle of the road, stopped running. So he had to quickly hit the brakes, put it in park, and then hit his hazards, not knowing if it went on. And then he called his mom to come and figure something out. to try
a truck or something.
Either try and, yeah, to call a tow truck or to try and, like, jump the car. And then after he told me this, a week later, he showed up with another car. So I'm assuming that that car was just fully gone.
Yeah.
And this car, he got it, and the air conditioning didn't work.
I mean, it's better than not having
a car. It is a 1990 Lincoln.
1990?
Yes, it is an old car. It doesn't even have a CD player. It has a cassette player.
Gotta love it.
So he has a Bluetooth cassette tape.
Huh?
He has a Bluetooth cassette tape.
That's a thing?
Yeah. Wow. It is a cassette tape that fits into the old cassette slots in older cars, right? Mm-hmm. And you can Bluetooth connect your phone to it to play the music off of it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and it's cool. That's it's cool. Really sick. The only thing is, so his speakers suck because he spent a lot of money on his first car getting a good speaker system. Mm-hmm. So naturally, when he got T-boned, he was not happy about that.
Right.
He used the insurance money to, when he got his new car, to, again, refurbish his speakers. And then he got rammed into again.
Right.
Or not rammed into. His car broke entirely. So he no longer has those speakers. Now he is reduced to just only speakers at the front of the car, and that's it. And it sounds terrible. But that's not the least of his issues. So, a couple weeks after he got the car, he got his air conditioning working again. And it worked for about 2 weeks after that. And then this morning, his air conditioning broke again. And his windows stopped working.
What?
His windows do not go down anymore.
Oh, that's going to be awful.
It is. So, his windows...
Luckily, it's not... We're in September now.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost October.
Yeah.
Not that long left of summer.
But he has no heat, no cooling, and his windows do not go down.
What type of seat he's got? He's got leather?
Yeah. Leather seats.
Oh, man. What about the steering wheel? Is it leather?
Steering wheel's leather.
Oh, man. I feel his pain.
It's tan leather. It's not black.
So
it's not absorbing all of that heat.
No, it's not even that. In the winter, with a leather steering wheel, if your car's not heated, the leather gets so cold it'll hurt your hands to
yes,
drive.
Yes, it does. It's
so
bad.
Same thing
with the heat.
I dealt with that last year. Because I didn't have heat last year during this winter either. Mm-hmm. So I had to buy leather biker gloves so I could drive my car without my hands wanting to
Did you actually
fall off.
Keep them in the glove box it's intended?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had to give them back because they were not mine.
Yeah.
But
were you borrowing them from someone?
From my stepdad, yeah.
Gotcha. But he's got a steering wheel cover.
Thank gosh.
So it's fine.
Good. It's good.
But
good.
Here's the funny part. It is pink covered in sequins. Oh my gosh. So
I mean, at least he doesn't have to drive with the leather steering wheel in the winter.
No, but it's...
in Indiana winter.
So,
winter.
He has the sequins are covering his steering wheel. Not just, like, the actual steering wheel, but I mean, like, the airbag part.
Wow.
So, if he gets in another accident...
there's not going to be airbag.
It's not that there's not going to be airbag. There will be airbag, but the cover will hit him like a claymore.
Oh, man.
These are plastic, hard plastic sequins.
Funny thing about this is we literally just talked about, right? We had somebody come on.
Yeah.
And like just legit an hour ago.
Like, yeah. Like an hour ago. And just come on and start talking about, driving safety.
Yeah, I know.
I just did a PSA.
Yeah, he just recorded his little PSA thing.
Drive safe.
Drive safe.
Don't leave on your lights.
Don't leave on your lights.
Absolutely. That's
and
awful.
I have a thing. Oh my God, I have a thing. Headlights. The
use them.
Bright.
Don't
LED,
use your brights.
LED high beams on an F-150.
You don't understand the amount of anger I feel.
Pure, unadulterated rage I feel driving at night. And then, listen. So,
Jason's like, I hate driving at night because people just have LED lights.
I was driving my girlfriend home last night, and there was this car that came up behind us, and he was a good few ways away from us, and he was driving fine. My girlfriend thought that he was like, this guy is like riding real close behind you, and I was looking in my mirrors, and I'm just like, yeah, he's pretty fine. He's pretty okay. He turned left, and then this F-150 pulls up behind him, gets 3 inches away from my bumper, and has his brights on. So,
I I hate driving
so much.
I know.
That's so awful.
Listen, this is why I don't drive. I don't like driving. Any vehicle regulation that needs to come in the next few years needs to start with those stupid, really bright LED headlights.
Like,
yes.
Just white lights.
Yes.
Like, because even if they're
yellow or blue lights.
Yellow or blue lights. Like, mm-hmm. because there have been, I guarantee, because there's, I read something, is like, white light behind a car can, like, cause accidents more than yellow or blue lights. And that's, like, a statistical fact.
Well, white light is, number one, more focused than yellow light.
Right.
Because it's, so that's why it hurts so much when those LED headlights are coming at you, because it's white.
Especially when you have trucks 3 feet behind you while you're driving around.
Well, it's also because they're so raised off the ground now. They're such tall trucks that the headlights, instead of going like into your bumper, they're going into your mirrors.
Yeah.
Yes. So my immediate solution to this problem, so because my windows, my mirrors are like automatic, so I can change the way they focus with a button inside.
Yeah, I have that too.
So what I do is I switch over to that mirror, and then I turn it, and then I free focus the beam from the light into their windshield.
That's so mean.
Eventually, my plan was, you know, like the construction reflective vests, the high-vis vests?
Yeah.
I want to get some of that reflective tape that they have.
And put it on the back of your car.
Put it on the back of my car. It's not illegal to do.
Yeah, you've looked it up.
I can do that.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is either that with just a strip of that reflective tape on the back to be like, oh, your lights are too bright, so now you're going to suffer the consequences. Or I want to put like a very visible sticker on the back of my car that's like kind of hard to read unless it's like really heavily illuminated.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it to be to just say, if you can read this, turn your brights off. Just something simple like that.
Right.
Where it's like, if you can read this, you're too close, back off. You know those bumper stickers? I want one of those.
Even yellow light brights are not as bad.
No.
Like, I can deal with yellow light.
If someone has their brights on and it's yellow light, I'm just like, that's kind of
annoying.
It's a jerk move, but it's like, it's not going to distract me. But then the guy comes up behind him. And it's like twin suns charging at me at 60 miles per hour.
It's like you're on Tatooine.
Yeah, like I'm on Tatooine. And listen, when the full force of a dying neutron star is approaching me on the highway at night.
Like 90 miles per hour.
At 90 miles per hour? Dude, I think I'm going to die.
Not if you just put your mindset to it.
You see him moving.
You gotta get that grindset.
You don't even see. Because their lights are so bright, you don't even see their turn signal.
You can't even see the car.
And you don't even see the turn signal, and they turn, and you're like, when did you... And you're like,
no,
white lights.
It sucks, too, because the turn signals are yellow light.
I biked to the gas station the other day to get just an energy drink and some candy. And some dude, as I'm riding my bike down, literally just had his brights on in the middle of this road, like, blinding me, and I almost, like, rode into the really busy road.
It's just, like, at that moment, like, I just want to go... It's just like awful.
It is. So my favorite thing to do when there are people shining their brights at me, I just like, I abandon all morals and I yell.
Yeah.
I physically turn into a different human being when I am in a car and it's at night and someone is shining their brights at me.
You know, Mr. Easter came in today and he's like, I've never heard you say a curse word. And I was like, yeah, I don't usually. I wanted to say, but you've never seen me in my car when somebody has their brights on in a Ford F-150.
It's like, I'm
a different person.
I am a different human being. And it's like, so I never, like, physically road rage. I verbally road rage.
Yeah, I verbally. Mm. My dad verbally also road rages.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it from him.
I don't, like I don't brake check like, people I'm not gonna go... or try to cut people off or flip people off through my windshield.
I don't do that.
But what I do is if I get cut off in traffic or if some guy is, like, weaving around me or flashing his brights at me, I let off a string of Victorian-era insults that no man has ever heard. I called a man a gargoyle yesterday. I literally, he showed up, he had, like, this real crappy Dodge truck, It looked like it was on its last legs. And I said, the thing needs to be back where it belongs, guarding the top of the Empire State Building. And it's... There's nobody in the car.
No.
It's just
it's
me.
It's just you. You're just so upset.
I literally, when I get angry and when I get mad enough at traffic, I fully turn into like a Shakespearean king or something. And I let off like, I called a man a cur the other day. Like, I literally said, I bite my thumb at thee to this car. I was... I'm not that
like, nice about it. I just am like, oh, man, this is so bad.
I let off words that nobody should hear. It's like, I never want to say the words that I say in the car to another human being
no,
ever.
No, I'd be so...
I would
be hated.
Listen, if I am angry in a car, I curse more than I curse around my friends. Like, when I'm just alone.
That's so bad.
If I am alone in my room and talking with friends online, yeah, I'll curse a little bit, but it's like, it's part of like the vocabulary.
Yeah.
When I am in a car, it's like every other word, dude. I have different personalities depending on the environment.
Right. Just alone in a car is just like your unfiltered rage.
Yeah, Miles, I understand fully why you don't want to drive.
Yeah, it's the worst. I'm not doing it.
I felt rage for somebody else driving the other day. I witnessed an accident 2 or 3 days ago.
Mm.
Like a bad.
Yeah.
Like it was not good. I'm on a really busy road. So there's a train track and a stop sign. You know how that can get. It can get backed up easily. So it's a four-way stop. I'm like... maybe 3.3 miles, maybe 0.4 miles back from the railroad. There's this little addition for a couple houses, tiny houses, and this truck pulls out. I'm telling you, Chevrolet lifted, white lights, the whole kit. And I'm like,
the terrible driver kit.
And when I tell you somebody lets him out, and this man does not look both ways... And a white sedan and a white SUV comes down the road, and they're not going fast. Maybe 20 miles per hour.
Yeah.
This guy pulls out. He might have gotten to like 30, 40, pulling out of here. He doesn't T-bow them. He hits the front. Thank God he hit the front of the car. He hit where the engine is. I was like, thank God. But he took off.
Oh,
he didn't even stop.
No.
He took off. And he takes off. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go. And then I see somebody even do it before I could because I was, like, in a very restricted space. I was like, I got to back up, back forward. I was going to lose him. I was like, crap. And then this white car, this savior of a man or woman, pulls out and books it after him because his license plate.
That's a hero right there.
And I was like, I can't because, like, I had to go to the game. This was Friday.
Yeah.
I had to go to the game.
Oh, dude.
So I had – because I was going to see – my friend at her job, which is Five Guys.
Yep.
And I am like, I have to go see her before this game. And I, cause like I'm hungry and I have a game to do. Mm-hmm. I can't like waste an hour and a half here.
Mm.
Cause like I can't like, cause Easter is like depending on me.
Mm.
So I'm like, crap, I want to stop and I want to help, but like I can't.
Yeah.
So I didn't. But a couple cars did pull over. By the way, when he hit this car, he also bounced off that car and hit two other cars. So this was a four-car collision
caused of by one dude, truck.
One Chevy lifted
white
LED light. White truck. It was the most, and I was driving and cursing for the other person.
I just know that it had the silhouette American flag bumper sticker on the back windshield.
Oh, my Lord. When I tell you... The amount of rage I felt for others in that moment was like, I was speechless.
My mom just texted me, I unreasonably rage at people who unreasonably rage at me. I got hit in a hit and run a few years ago, and some good old boy with a mouthful of sandwich chased her down and got her plate number and called the cops. That's what she just texted
saint.
Me. Yeah.
That's the type of person I aspire to be.
I have been in, like, so... I have been in one car accident, and it's not like a major accident.
Yeah.
I was pulling out of my driveway. For the longest time, I was like, how do you hit somebody? How do you hit a parked car? Right?
Yeah.
Because when I was in the parking lot at
This happened. The same thing probably happened to my dad.
Yeah. Here at Area 31, I came out and I got in my car, went home. It wasn't Gabe. No.
But do you remember what happened with Gabe and Landon?
No. We'll get to that in a minute if we have time. But no, this may actually just be the last story. Anyways, so I came out. My dad was outside when I got home, and he's like, "What happened to the front of your car?" And I looked at it, and it was just a huge scratch on my front bumper. I still don't know who hit me, but I was parked, right? Yeah. So for the longest time, I was like, how do you hit somebody who's in a parked vehicle?
Right.
And then I backed out of my driveway to take my siblings and I to our music lesson, and I hit a car that was parked on the side of the road.
Here's the thing about that. Was he parked right in front of your driveway?
No.
No?
Oh, he was in front of his house.
Oh, man.
And I backed out of my driveway, and I was too wide of a turn, and I hit the front of his car. And I was just like, in that moment, I was like, well, crap. Now I can't be mad at people who do it because I just did the thing. So it's like, well, I've got nothing now. So now the only thing that I am allowed to bully people for is people who hit moving cars.
I've never hit somebody parked. I have been on the road and accidentally ran into the back of a car. Ooh. But the thing was, is my foot slipped.
We got 30 seconds.
Yeah, my foot slipped. And it was actually the road right here that goes on the interstate. And my foot slipped off my brake and it rolled forward and just, I was like, oh man, that's crap.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Miles, have you ever been in a car accident? Real quick.
Fortunately, no, I have not.
Have you ever seen one?
Yes.
Bad or good? How bad?
Oh, it was bad. Oh,
okay.
Man. How many cars? Maybe we'll come back.
Two.
Two?
And my dad, we were parked, we were going to the zoo, and boom.
Oof.
Parts everywhere. Everyone was okay.
Okay.
My dad made sure of it.
Part two.
So, yeah.
All right. Part two of this episode is coming next week. We're going to be talking about cars and, like, accidents and, like, weird vehicle
stuff.
Then
we'll have the anomaly that is Isaac.
Yeah, we'll have the anomaly that is Isaac on that one.
Awesome.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of the show. I have been your host, Kieran Sandulo, as always. I have Brody West right here. I have Miles Sprong over there. His eyes are hurting. You need to get some rest. I need to go to school. Goodbye. Thank you, everybody, for listening. It's been a minute. We'll be back this next week, though, at the normal time. Bye.